Got it.
Nice.
He's always got good inside info there.
Right, in the trenches.
Yep. So I brought this up just before the break, and you said you wanted to talk about it as well. We haven't really touched too much on Rittenhouse.
I mean, it's if you watch the news, that's the biggest story right now, and it really does. It seems to me like they're trying to stoke the flames to get more rioting going on. I was watching earlier, and there was only about 20 people outside the courthouse. And the lady on news, I'm not going to say which news it was, she said, and I'm paraphrasing, but she said, well, I'm sure by tomorrow there'll be a lot more people out there. I'm like, yeah, saying stuff like that is how you get a lot more people out there. And that's how you get a bunch of craziness going on. So, yeah.
Very polarizing subject. Yes. And I don't even really want to talk about the trial itself. I was more shocked at seeing the prosecution's closing statements. This guy, Binger...
He's been yelled at by the judge a few times already for blatantly breaking rules.
Yeah, and this is the state. I mean,
and look, when I say this, people, don't think I'm taking Rittenhouse's side or anybody's side. When I say this, even if you want Rittenhouse to die, if you want them to kill him, you know, like hang him in the middle of Minneapolis or wherever, Winnetka, whatever the hell the place is called, right? Kenosha. Even if you should be mad at how the prosecution's been handling it, because they've been so close to a mistrial with how they're mishandling the case. So it's embarrassing.
I think that people see these shows that are really popular, the Law and Order,
right?
These shows, and you think that these people are competent individuals.
Right.
This guy is a boob.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, truly, I haven't really watched any of the trial.
Oh, I watched for
live.
I watched for a couple hours the other day, just kind of in the background, because it was a live stream on TikTok, and I was puttering around in my studio, so I just let it keep playing. I was getting bored for a second, but then all of a sudden, this guy started pissing off the judge, and I was like, "Oh my God, I'm watching this in real time." Okay,
yeah. I hope that our conservative friends out there. I hope this kind of red pills him a little bit into what these prosecutors are.
Okay.
This guy is what a district attorney is all about. They're trying to get scalps. And the way he's handling it, I mean, to me, honestly, I don't think he's guilty of murder.
No.
I think it's pretty clear.
No, it's pretty cut clear. Like, you know, it, once again, unfortunate people died.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you're looking at the basic, you know, law. You know, they were running at him.
Yeah.
One guy grabbed his gun. Another guy pointed a gun at him.
And this is the state with a capital S trying to throw a citizen in prison for a very long time. And the closing statement that I found shocking was this. If you want, I can play this for you. Because
yeah.
Here we go.
Convince you that Joseph Rosenbaum was going to take that gun and use it on the defendant because they know you can't claim self-defense against an unarmed man like this.
What?
Huh?
You lose the right to self-defense when you're the one who brought the gun.
Huh?
What?
What?
When you're the one creating the danger. When you're the one provoking other people. The defendant fired 4 shots at Joseph Rosenbaum and caused 5 wounds total.
There's a lot of people with guns out there.
Well, anybody with a concealed weapons permit right now must be going, what?
Yeah.
I mean, anybody who owns a gun has a right to use it in self-defense.
In Wisconsin, you can open carry a long rifle. Like you.
To me, it almost seemed, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I like a good conspiracy. I certainly keep my ears open to this stuff. I think that, and I put this in the prep page, the idea and the policy to get rid of the Second Amendment isn't really a popular stance,
right?
Even among Democrats, I would say.
Okay.
It's kind of 50-50 with them, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people go, yeah, get rid of the Second Amendment. I don't want guns, period.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's not a winning
issue,
though.
A lot of people want to get rid of the First Amendment also.
But it seems like with this trial, and it's got so much attention on it, they're trying to set the precedent now that, okay, we can't ban guns, but we can make it illegal to use them under any circumstance.
Yeah, because they're saying by him just having a gun, he was provoking people to attack him. I would think it'd be a deterrent myself.
That's right.
I'm not attacking somebody with a goddamn gun.
We get shot.
That's stupid. You get shot and killed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the news won't even tell people what race I am. Because that's not good for them.
I don't know, man. To me, I was like, wow. And this is a representative of the state with a capital S.
I know.
So, I don't know. That's what my takeaway from it. And I went,
whoa. Well, if he didn't lose that case already, he did with that closing statement.
I don't know, though.
Unless it's a
jury trial.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know. And I'm wondering, too, if, you know, there's threats against jurors now openly.
Oh, yeah.
There was people videotaping the jurors. What they want them to do is already in the books, and it's been shown pretty clearly that you can commit violence if they don't do what, you know, they want you to do.
It's very scary. The precedent's being set right now a lot. It's super-duper scary with me. You know, like, it's just from censorship and everything else, it's just, I don't know. I feel like people are okay with it, and they don't see the road we're going down right now. We're becoming more and more North Korea the more this happens, and you can't.
I just hope that people understand that any law that's in the books, while you may like it now, just remember that it could be used against you in the future. If somebody takes power that doesn't share your ideology, mm-hmm. you could be in a lot of trouble if you allow this runaway.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like right now, you see, you know, things being taken off of websites, off of you know, news outlets. You know, they're kind of controlling what we're allowed to see and hear. And that's, I'm not trying to sound like a conspiracy theorist. This is real deal stuff. You know, if I say something that's against what Facebook believes in, or YouTube believes in, or news outlet believes in, they take it down. It's not allowed. And
they were taking live clips from this trial down on YouTube.
But that's what I'm saying. So they just take it down. And people are like, yeah, well, good.
Yeah.
Is it good? Because that's how it happens.
I know you, that's what I'm saying. I know you like it now.
Yeah.
And you may feel like it's in the right, but just remember that if somebody seizes power that doesn't share your ideology and it's used against you, you're going to scream.
What's going to happen when you get shot or put in jail because you say something about the president? And that's the road we're heading down. Is that what you want?
I saw it was some outlet talking about how we shouldn't. You shouldn't be allowed to criticize Biden.
That's right. That's what China does.
I mean, literally, yeah.
Yes, man.
You'll get thrown in jail.
And people are okay. You're okay with that? I'm not okay with that. I like being able to say whatever you want to say.
Let's not give the government more power.
No.
No more.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, unfortunately, you're going to hear things.
Isn't that why people came here from England?
Yeah.
I think.
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's crazy, man. What do I know? Just a fat guy. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, man.
Hey, my name is Tim.
Hey, Tim.
I moved down here a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
Was a cop in a neighboring county there.
Okay.
Probably almost 20 years.
In Wisconsin?
Yeah. It goes Chicago, Gurnee, Kenosha is right on the border with Illinois.
Gotcha.
Racine, then Milwaukee, okay?
Uh-huh.
The reason that they're really going after this as DA up there is kind of trifold. One, the kid was 17 and came over the border from Illinois.
Uh-huh.
In the state of Wisconsin, you're not allowed to own a long gun unless you are 18. So they have a problem with that, which I get. Okay, cool.
Right.
Two, during my career is when they changed the open carry law, where originally you couldn't open carry in the state. They changed that, and a lot of people had a real big problem with that. So they're trying to change it back to getting rid of open carry.
Uh-huh.
The third thing is the riots itself. They're trying to hem this kid up, right or wrong, okay, to prevent additional riots, because this isn't the first time they've had a riot in the last 2 years.
Right.
The year prior, they had a gentleman on a traffic stop. Four Kenosha city cops pulled him over. And the guy runs around the car, goes to reach back into the car and grabs a knife and gets drilled from behind by one of the cops.
That's what, Jacob Blake. Yeah,
that's what caused the whole situation.
Yeah, that's what the riots were about.
Yep. Right.
And then even Joe Biden's Justice Department goes, oh, those cops weren't in the
law. Yeah, he had a knife in his hand. Yeah, it's sad, but yeah.
And the city burned
for
that.
They're trying to hem this kid up so that they can...
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Guard troops on standby.
Yeah, and,
knowing
and what,
it's gonna happen.
What's kind of weird about that too, Tim, is they're calling to get 500 National Guardsmen if they riot over this kid. But where were those 500 National Guardsmen when there was a riot there? You know, that when the whole situation happened, they could have helped, you know, prevent all that stuff. So I don't know.
That's absolutely correct. And that at the time was the governor. The governor is the only one that can activate the National Guard.
Right. Yeah, I don't know, man.
And the governor was like, oh, it's not a problem. And we had that happening all over the country where they were refusing to allow the National Guard to do their job.
Yeah, well, they came here, you know. So, you know, they seemed to do a pretty good job down here. It was nice seeing 20-year-old white girls yell at black guys in the National Guard, though, get up in their face and spit on them and stuff. Weird world we live in, Tim. I don't know what's going on, man.
But that's being having personal experience in law enforcement in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a sham job. They're just trying to, no, we don't like this, so we're going to make a point here, and we don't want these riots, so we're going to do this to appease these people, knowing damn well he's going to get off.
Yeah, sacrificial lamb. Yeah, so.
Is he going to? I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
I'm not convinced that he's going to walk.
No, that's what Tim's saying. Tim's saying he's probably going to fall so that the city doesn't burn.
Now, here's another issue with it. Last Friday, normally when you charge someone with a criminal offense, especially what they call a Class A felony or Class B felony, because that's how they go up there by is letters, you know, lesser included charges are automatically included.
Right.
Well, for some reason or another, the DA up there didn't include the lesser charges.
I saw that today. That was kind of weird. Yeah.
And decided all of a sudden, oh, wait a minute, I better include lesser charges because he's going to walk on this because it's self-defense. Because you're absolutely right in what you said. Wisconsin is an open carry state. If you are open carrying, that's fine.
Yeah.
To the letter of the law. They hit the kid with a skateboard. Another guy pulls a gun out on him. And then they actually put the guy that pulled the gun out on him, the handgun, on the stand and says, well, did you in fear for your life? And he goes, yeah. He goes, he started to point a rifle at me, so I was in fear for my life. Well, yeah, come running at me with a handgun once to see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And that's and he admitted, too. He goes, did he pull the trigger before you lifted your gun up to him? And he's like, no. You know, he admitted that he pointed the gun at him.
And then he went on Good Morning America and said, oh, that didn't happen.
Yeah. I don't know. Very, very weird.
Well, anyway, that was just my little two cents from, like I said, a perspective of someone that worked up there for 20 years.
Well, thank you for calling in. That's awesome, man. I love to get that perspective. And, yeah, I think a lot of people kind of see what's going on. So
there he goes.
Yeah, he just got shot.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Tim. Thanks for your service. Yeah, man. And it's like I said, it's tough to even talk about because half the people that you talk to are going to say, oh, you're wrong. I mean, I see it on Facebook. People are going off on each other, just going crazy. And I'm like, none of you really know what you're talking about, really. I mean, I've dug a little bit more into it because we do a damn radio show. So I'm watching the drone videos and all the videos and looking at the testimonies of everybody. And I just, sorry, it looks like self-defense. Is look, I don't know anything about this kid's character, okay? You see some people saying he was there, well, you know, helping put out fires and doing EMT work and painting over graffiti. I don't know about all that.
There is videos and photos of him doing that.
I know, but that could be staged. I don't even care about all that. The bottom line is he's on trial for murder. You know what I mean? So should he go to prison for murder? And the way it looks, he shouldn't. And the news should be more transparent. You know what I mean? They don't mention, they call him a white supremacist. He killed two white guys and injured a white guy.
I don't understand. That's another thing that I just don't.
It's crazy.
Get.
They just say it. They just call him all these celebrities. He's a white supremacist.
He wasn't even, I don't even think he was counter-protesting.
No, he was protecting businesses is what he said.
Because it was a.
He was wearing a hat with an American flag on it, though. And you know that's racist.
Even my stepdad, I talked to my stepdad about it. My stepdad's a. Essentially a communist.
Okay.
And for real, though. Not, but and that's fine. You know, I'm okay with that. But he's a gun guy, too. So he was saying, he was asking me about it, what my opinions were about it. And he shared my sentiments. I was like, it looked like self-defense to me. And he agreed. But he also said, well, you know, he's a white supremacist. And I go, oh, wait. Where's there any evidence of that?
None.
You know they searched his hard drive. They didn't find anything.
Right.
Like, oh, well, he hung out with Proud Boys at a bar.
They showed up.
Literally, That's a logical fallacy. It's guilt by association.
Right. Yes. So if I go to a restaurant tomorrow and Proud Boys walk in, am I a white racist or, you know, a white supremacist? And by the way, even if he is a white supremacist, it was still self-defense.
And that's what my stepdad said, too.
I mean, you don't have to like the guy, but it was still self-defense. You don't put him in jail because of his ideology. You're not supposed to be able to do that. You know what I mean?
And this whole thing happened, you know, because of that Jacob Blake incident that ended up being by the Biden Justice Department being showing no wrongdoing by the officers there.
Right. But it was really promoted by the media. The media was saying, go burn it to the ground.
The governor didn't activate the National Guard because it was very... It seems like...
They wanted it to burn to the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For perhaps political purposes because there was a president in charge and they didn't like it that time.
Yeah, dude, I hate that you might be right on this. It's sad that that's what we live in.
I mean, what's the motive to let your own state burn to the ground?
No idea.
And this is not government buildings. I don't care if you burn a government building. I'm a weirdo, though.
I got you.
I don't care if you burn. I don't want you burning down my neighbor's shop.
Right. Though. Yes.
That hurts the local economy.
It hurts the people, innocent people that work their asses off. You know, like, what do they do? Nothing. And that's the thing, too. If I have an opinion on it, somebody will come out and attack me because I am a white guy. You know what I mean? It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I don't get the race angle here.
We saw that video earlier. Was it Judy Gold?
Yeah.
Was that who that was?
Yeah.
Very sad to me because I didn't know she was this radical. You know, she's a legendary comic.
Yeah.
You know, I used to love her comedy back in the day. You know, she's at the Comedy Cellar, everything. But she put out this video today, you know, saying, I'm giving a Grammy to the worst fake cry to Rittenhouse, which is fine. If you want to make fun of him crying, it's pretty funny. I've seen some funny memes because he is crying like a little bitch, right? Yeah. But then she screams at the end of it. She goes, "You're a white male with a gun. Shut your effing mouth." I go, what does the fact that he's a white male have to do with anything?
And I don't know why she's taunting him.
You know what I mean?
Clearly not afraid to use that firearm.
But to me, it's like, what are you doing, Judy? Like, are you against racism? Are you against, stereotyping people? I mean, it's just, what are you doing?
It's not a consistent ideology. Let's just put it that way. They're okay.
She looked like a damn moron in that video.
And again, you know, she's a comedian. Not great comedy there, in my opinion. I know it's
not anymore. She was good in the early 90s.
I used to have a crush on her. Actually.
On her? She's 6'3". She'd body slam your ass.
I know.
No.
I like Queen Latifah, too, though.
So. Wendy Liebman, baby. That's mine.
I don't know. It's just I don't understand the angle. And there's another trial that's going on right now, the Ahmaud Arbery trial, that maybe race was – I don't know. But
that looks a lot worse.
But that has everything that they want in
it. I know.
And they're covering that trial, but this one is
front
and center.
That one has three actual rednecks in a pickup truck. You know, chasing a guy that, you know, an innocent jogger is how they're labeling it.
Yeah.
We don't know what he was doing, but that doesn't matter.
It just has all the ingredients that they, you know, talk about.
Yes.
And they, you know, the narrative that they try to spin. There's this case. And I think the difference is that there's people on the right side of the spectrum that are defending Rittenhouse.
Right.
Nobody's really defended those three guys.
No.
So they can't use it as a club.
See, that makes sense, Will.
To hit people with.
Because I was wondering why that wasn't getting the press that it got last year. And I thought, yes, this is way more inflammatory than the Rittenhouse thing. To me, it looks like these guys could actually be white supremacists, you know? Better shot, you know? I don't know.
There's just nobody out there supporting.
Rittenhouse didn't even kill black people.
And I don't know if people know that. They don't know because they don't say it on TV,
Will.
One
of the guys he shot has been in prison for 5 years for pedophilia. Yeah. They don't mention that. The other guy has all kinds of has a track record. He has a big old rap sheet. They don't mention that. And I'm not saying you should die because you have a rap sheet, but they weren't good people.
So that guy, the pedophilia guy, there was a clip of him, too, saying, shoot me, and they used the N-word.
Uh-huh.
Now, obviously, that's a bad word.
Yeah.
You can't do that. And that Bringer guy, the prosecutor said, we said the N-word, big deal.
What?
I'm like, wait, what? That's what this
Rittenhouse killed a white supremacist.